Okay, welcome back into the Saturday show. I am Michelle Bodkin. Of course, I'm with Jake Hatch, and we have a very special guest coming on now. I know him from my Salt Lake Stallions days, but I think listeners might know him a little bit better from his days at Miami with Dennis Erickson. Please welcome in Lamar Thomas.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
I am doing so well. It's been a minute.
Oh, it's been an hour. Maybe two.
Well,
how you doing?
I am doing so well. Yeah, no, I appreciate you taking some time out to come chat with us. Let's get this rolling. First of all, you know, it was crazy after everything shut down with the Stallions. I watched the 30 for 30 on the U, and I was like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I know that guy. I've just spent like 6 months with these people, you know. What was it like back in the day with Dennis Erickson playing for those Miami teams?
It was, let's see, what's the best way to describe it? A lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Coach Erickson is the ultimate player's coach. And we won a lot of games. We worked hard now. I wish that was the one thing the 30 for 30 would have told more of how hard we worked. And it made Saturdays a lot easier. But Dennis, what a great man, great mentor. I mean, his door was always open. Anything, you weren't afraid to approach him. And, you know, I had the difference between Jimmy Johnson, who recruited me, and Dennis, who came in and carried the torch. And then I got to coach with Jimmy again. He coached me at the Miami Dolphins, and then I got to do it again with Dennis as far as being a coach on his staff. Two different people, two different styles, but it was a lot of fun there at the University of Miami. You know, it's always great when you're winning games. I think we lost maybe four or five games my whole college career. Never lost a game at home. I think we won two national championships. It was just a great time to be in South Florida.
Speaking of one of those losses, I remember so specifically sitting around and you told me this story about coming to Provo and losing to BYU in Provo and that you still had PTSD about that.
Oh, man. You know, that BYU game, mixed memories, mixed feelings, emotions. You know, we lost that game. It was the opening game of the season. We were number one in the country. We didn't take them lightly. But they had a better game plan. They executed better. We turned the ball over too much. It actually was my first real big appearance. I think maybe I had 10 or 11 catches. I just remember being out there. We couldn't breathe. I also was thinking, you know, the Mormons, I'd heard about Mormon people being religion, but some of the stuff that was coming out of their mouths during that game was incredible. And I also remember it being guys lining up across from me that looked like they had families. So they were a little older, a little more seasoned, as we might say. But it was a great experience. They had a better game plan. And Ty Detmer, I think that night, won the Heisman Trophy because there was nothing he could do wrong that day. I mean, he even left the field with a bloodied chin. Mm-hmm. It was a great game for BYU. I know out there they still talk about it, and it was a big game in their history of their program.
Now, Lamar, just a little background. Michelle obviously covers Utah heavily for our radio station and our website. I do a lot of BYU coverage on the other side, so we're kind of on both sides of this rivalry. And I can tell you, my parents were in the stands that night watching that game. And my dad is a huge college football fan just in general.
Right.
And he said, I've never gone into a game expecting one outcome and getting something completely different. What do you mean by that? He expected Miami to come into Provo, and this is the number one team in the country. I just won the national championship the year before, if I'm not mistaken. He's like, we were expecting, and then he said, you mentioned Ty Detmer's out there looking like Pee Wee Herman out there running around, and he's just carving Miami up, and it leads BYU to that victory. And it's one of those all-time memories. You said it's still talked about here. I'm sure it's still talked about in circles with Miami, and it's one of those all-time great games that'll never be forgotten.
No, we don't talk about that game.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
No. It is forgotten over here.
Yeah, and so Lamar, I also wanted to ask you, with regards to your time at Miami, there have been so many storylines in this day and age of college football, and I remember watching the U, that 30 for 30, and Howard Schnellenberger talking about the fact they wanted to draw that line across South Florida, and there was nobody leaving South Florida. They're all going to go to Miami, and to Jimmy Johnson's credit, to Dennis Erickson's credit, all those coaches, they did a really good job keeping that talent home there at Miami. How different is it in this day and age now? Because it feels like there are a ton of guys from South Florida that end up all over the country, but it's the same thing across the entire United States.
Oh, it's very different now. You can't keep them all. You know, you can't keep them all. You just try to see if you can get the best ones. I mean, but they, over the years, other programs have been able to come in and get guys that are good players, and they develop into even greater players. I mean, I know being out there in Utah, there was Zach Moss, Huntley. I mean, those kids I recruited when I was at Louisville. Speaking of Louisville, I recruited Lamar Jackson, who was from South Florida, who went to Louisville. Yeah. I mean, it's just so many guys. You can't capture it like you used to. And now with the day of social media, you know, back then we didn't have the internet, so we didn't know what Utah had to offer or BYU had to offer. You know, it was just off of what maybe we had seen on TV or maybe even read in an encyclopedia. But now you can do these virtual tours and all this other stuff. And plus, now also there's money involved. There are trucks involved. There are all kind of things involved that only the privilege got to give out back then. But now everybody's involved in it. I mean, it's hard. Being down, I'm down here now, and I've watched my classmate Mario Cristobal do his recruiting out here, and guys are going here, and guys are coming there, and you know it's like crisscrossing. It's incredible to watch. I mean, college football has developed into something that I got to be honest with you, I don't like. I mean, it's crazy. It's like the Wild Wild West. Who, you know, Miami now has this money from COVID, from the hospitals that they spend. I mean, this quarterback that we have coming in, I think he might have got a lot, I want to say a couple M's behind his name to come here to the University of Miami, but that's not what college football should be about. It should be going to the place where you can, first of all, get the best education. Secondly, you know, what's best for you as a person individually, the program, and what you can get out of it as far as, you know, social aspects, you know, education-wise. I mean, where you can live after you graduate. That's why I chose, one of the reasons why I chose Miami, because I was like, hey, when I'm done playing football, and I wasn't thinking pros at the time. I was just thinking, hell, go there and catch a couple passes and you know, I'll graduate, and hell, I'd like to live in South Florida, you know. I definitely wouldn't like to live in Tuscaloosa. You know what I mean? So it's just these kids nowadays, it's a different game. You know, how can you yell at a kid? You know, being in coaching, I always look at it like, how can you yell at the kids? Say, hey, get your behind over here. You missing workouts. Get over here right now. And the kids are like, coach, I can't come. I got my Tesla's not charged up. You know, it's all kind of different going on, man. So It's crazy. This whole college football setting is just nuts now. And it's almost like when I've had the privilege of being able to still do some broadcasting. And when I make out my charts, it's like, you got to say this kid is a transfer from here. This kid transferred. I mean, behind every kid, there's like two or three places he might have transferred from. And I'm like, well, at the end of the day, the whole thing is getting a great education, but I guess it's about how much money you can get paid and how much playing time you can get nowadays.
So I have to ask, because you were actually a late addition for us. We had a wide receiver coach. He left. He got another bigger job.
Yes.
Dennis is calling you up and saying, hey, come join me in Salt Lake. What is going through your mind?
Well, first of all, I had called him earlier when I knew he got the job, and he said he'd already promised it to somebody else. And I was a little upset about that. I said, dang, coach, you know I'm your guy. Yeah, you're like a son to me. And then he called me back a couple weeks later and said, hey, come on. I said, are you freaking kidding me, coach? I'm on the plane now. Let's go, baby. And I didn't know what the hell I was getting myself into coming out to Utah. Thanks to Michelle. She was like my tour guide out there. It was a very interesting place. I tell you what, it's very clean out there. Very clean. Very clean. And Michelle, you also helped me to the whole game of gymnastics. Now, since I have these daughters, matter of fact, I just left a gymnastics because my two girls participate in gymnastics. Got first place, by the way. Congratulations to Parker and Logan. But I remember that first meet, that first game we had, I asked you, I said, why aren't the stands packed? And you said, because there's a gymnastics meet tonight. I said, what? Is gymnastics that big? You looked at me like, are you kidding me? I didn't know it was that big. And thanks to Michelle, I'm telling you, she was like a tour guide for us, telling us all about Utah. And I didn't even know it was that big until Michelle told me.
Now, Lamar, you obviously have spent time coaching in the college ranks. You most recently have spent time with Salt Lake Stallions. I believe last year with the Orlando Guardians in the XFL. Yep. What's next in your journey? Are you still hoping to get back into the coaching realm? What's next for you?
You know, it's almost one of those things where I'm kind of just sitting back going, you know, for years I've raised other people's kids. Uh-huh. That's what coaching is. You're raising other people's kids, basically. I have my own little kids now. I mean, I'm 53 years old, and I have four younger kids. I have older kids, but I have younger kids, an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and 5-6-year-old, and a 2-year-old. So I'm not in a rush to spend the hours away from my family. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where, you know, you do so much trying to raise other people's kids, and some of them come in with a lot of deficiencies in life. You know, they don't have father figures, or sometimes, you know, a lot of things going on in their lives. And so I just took a look at myself and said, I don't want to be one of those coaches who kids grow up without their father. So I'm trying to figure out what's the best avenue. I'm not really in a rush. I enjoyed coaching in the XFL because it was like 4 or 5 months, and then I got to come back home, and it was in Florida. So maybe I'll look for something down here, maybe not, who knows. I mean, maybe I'll continue in broadcasting, who knows. But, you know, I enjoy being a father to my younger kids and having girls, the 3 girls I have and the younger son. It is a 24/7 job, and I think that's what life should be about.
Talk about – We had a lot of adventures in the short time that we were all together. Talk about what were some of your favorite memories from being here in Salt Lake, either running around with me or whoever in Salt Lake?
Well, I tell you this, you know, driving to practice every day, I got to learn a lot about from you looking at the mountains. And I was, you know, I'm very terrified of mountain lions and all those things that could be out there to get you. And you made me feel at ease by telling me that, you know, no, don't, that's not going to happen here. And, you know, I enjoyed seeing the snow, the mountains. I even went up to, Sundance. Mm-hmm. I went up there, and you know, they asked me if I wanted to ski, and I said no. I'll just sit at the bar and watch other people go to the hospital. I enjoyed the camaraderie of the coaching staff we had there. I enjoyed being around Coach Erickson. He's like a father to me, and to fulfill that dream of this guy who coached me at a younger age, and now I get to coach alongside him. I thought that was just an awesome thing, an awesome story to be able to tell all the guys that played for him, that he's still the same guy. He is still the same guy. He's just a great man. It was just a lot of great. I wish they would have kept the Stallions. I thought it was a great thing out there in Utah. Utah is a beautiful place. You know, that's coming from a Floridian, a true Floridian, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought it was a great place. I didn't think that when I left after the BYU game, but it changed my heart getting to be out there for a couple of months. And well, it's a great place and a lot of great people, a lot of good, really good people out there.
Lamar Thomas joining us. And as you mentioned, he's a true Floridian. Were you born in, like, Ocala, if I'm not mistaken, or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, so you...
I was born in Ocala.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And then you went to high school there, Texas. Went to Miami, and then obviously drafted by the Miami Dolphins, right?
Back up.
Okay.
I moved to Gainesville to go to, to high school in Gainesville, where the University of Florida is.
Uh-huh.
Ocala is the horse capital of the world. I said that when I had my first interview with the University of Kentucky on a radio show, and all of a sudden the phone lines blew up and people were cursing me out. No wonder I didn't stay there that long. I didn't know that Ocala, there's a sign that says horse capital of the world. I grew up looking at this sign,
uh-huh.
But Kentucky has this, Lexington has the same sign. So it's and the people were cursing me out, send them back to Louisville. But, yeah, so I wanted to throw that in there. But yeah, I grew up in Gainesville, and then I went to University of Miami. And then I was fortunate enough to be drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
Because we sucked. And then, of course, I played for the Miami Dolphins to finish off.
Yeah, so you say you're...
True Floridian.
Yeah, you're a Florida guy through and through. I wanted to kind of get your thoughts. So with the XFL and the USFL merging here, they're going to create an 8-team league. What are your thoughts? Is spring football, because you said you would like to see the Stallions is still stuck around, is spring football viable in your mind?
I think it is. I think what it does is give these guys an avenue, an opportunity to further their careers, to try to get more film. As we well know, what we see on Sundays is always not the best product because you can't tackle in practice. There are a lot of things you can't do. The linemen suffer. The defense suffers. A lot of things suffer in our game that we watch on Sundays because the rules have changed for safety measures. But these leagues give these guys opportunities to continue to develop and finish living out their dreams. I mean, and you're getting paid. I think it's a great thing because we need a spring league. It's just like the G League for basketball. You know, having a spring league where guys can get opportunities, scouts can look at their film and say, okay, I didn't like this guy when he came out of college, but you know, the 2 years that I watched him play in this spring league, I like him. Let's bring him into camp. That's what it's about.
So, Lamar, you kind of spoke about our road trips to practice.
Mm-hmm.
You always rode with me when we were in Salt Lake. Do you remember the time that we put together that the facility that we were in looked like the Partridge Family bus?
Oh, yeah. That sticks out in my mind, too, the Partridge Family. But was that the soccer facility?
Yeah, that was
that was the Partridge Family bus. It's amazing. I felt bad for Michelle because I'm way older than Michelle, so Michelle she probably had to Google Partridge Family. So
I did not.
No,
we sang the theme song. Like, that became a thing once we put that together. It was great.
Right. You're right. That's right. It was so fun out there. Man, that was... You know, I wish that it would have at least made it a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a shame that it got cut off right in the middle of my special teams meeting.
Right?
I tell people the story all the time that I had this deal with my guys. You can't be on your phones in my meetings, right? So I'm in front of the room talking about we were about to go to Atlanta that week, and I'm seeing guys on their phones. And finally, I say, hey, guys, what's up with these phones? They said, Coach, why are we meeting? What do you mean, why are we meeting? You're ready for Atlanta. They said, the league's over. I said, you got to be kidding me. And everybody threw up their phones and showed me their phones. I'm like, oh, but I still didn't believe it until I looked out the window and I saw the bus pulling off. And I said, oh, it's real. We're going home.
I did not know that's how that ended for you. I was sitting on the outside at my desk, which was really a folding table, in the hallway of the hotel we were living in, and all of a sudden everybody was starting to exit out of the rooms. So I had no idea what happened in your room. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was the craziest thing ever, and it was almost like 2 days and nobody knew what to do, you know. And at least the XFL let us finish the season before they cut teams off. You know, they merged 8 teams in the whole league, and then it was eight teams left out from both leagues. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of players,
yeah.
A lot of coaches, a lot of players. But, you know, as long as this thing survives, it's still going to be good for those players to be able to get that experience. And because, hey, why not stay here and play in the league then go to Canada, you know? Stay here, be around your family and friends, and we have TV coverage. Even though I'm not in the league this year, I'm just saying we.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. I think it's a really good thing, and I heard that they're going to do it this year, 18, and then try to expand. So it's going to get even better.
That's awesome. Well, Lamar, I want to thank you for taking some time. It's good to kind of get your perspective on things because we can – out here in Utah, we have a look at how things are. But you're a true Floridian, and it's good to hear that you enjoyed your time in Utah. And, me and Michelle are selfish. We'd love to see, like, the new, I guess, UFL, as they're calling it now. Would love to see another franchise here in Salt Lake at some point down the road. But we'll have to kind of wait and see how it all plays out.
As long as they don't schedule – the game on gymnastics.
They need to realize. Hey, hold on. We need to schedule some things. Yeah, no doubt. Well, Lamar, appreciate you taking the time. Best of luck in whatever's next, and really enjoy playing dad for the time being. It sounds like
I will, and I continue to. I was just making a bagel for my daughter, and my phone was going off, and I'm like, who is this calling? I said, oh, that's right. I'm supposed to do my interview with Michelle.
Hey.
So I remember Michelle, I sat in gymnastics all morning. So
yes.
My mind was focused on, you know, being the dad that, you know, says, hey, good job, but not too overly. I don't want them to feel, you know, first place is great, but you got to keep going. You got to keep going. My one daughter's like, well, what's next, Dad? I got first place. I said, well, you got to string a couple of them in a row. Then I'll be happy.
Well, Lamar,
thank you guys
thanks
so
again.
Much.
Have a great day, all right?
All right. Thank you.